Trump has not stopped recalling and talking about the rare earth metals deal in relation to Ukraine. But in truth, now he talks about it, let's say, with the intonation and smile of a gravedigger who pats his pockets, looking for pliers to extract those gold teeth from the deceased, which they clearly won't need. Well, first of all, check the Telegram channel. Everyone is already used to these videos. The videos of destruction, filth, smoke, and fire, corpses. This is once again Dobropilya in the Donetsk region. But why are we talking about Dobropilya? Because essentially it is the first creation made by Trump. And Putin is already in close and candid co-authorship. Their 7 children were seriously injured, of course, and residential high-rises and shopping pavilions were hit. But this is a case where the success of the bombing was directly ensured by the United States of America. And thanks to this wise peacemaking by Trump, now all sorts of distant launches of explosive junk from Russian territory have become, as they say, untraceable. And Ukraine's air defense simply doesn't have time to prepare and intercept this flying Putin's metal. That is, from this moment, from the bombing of Dobropilya, it can be stated that against Ukraine, there are already 4 countries, the background of involving 3 countries. It is simple and it is quite obvious. By the end of May 2022, in the 3rd month, it became clear to everyone that Ukraine was too much for Russia, too much for Putin's orc. That it is really, really, due to many factors, it is stronger, and unlike Russia, it knows how to fight. Well, here Putin bowed down to the feet of Iran's leaders, and they became de facto allies of Russia, supplying military equipment and drones. Their drones did not have a significant impact on the course of events so soon. The Russian Federation formed a military alliance with North Korea. And in 2025, as we see, to the Russian Federation of Iran, North Korea was practically joined by the United States of America. However, the poverty of Putin's horde remains the same, and it is the main expendable force still in this war. And this war continues as long as Putin has reserves of corpse-producing material. Trump's peacemaking is peculiar. It will add blood in the front line and front adjacent landscapes, but essentially it will change nothing, of course. And now perhaps the moment has come when we can discard guesses, hopes, doubts, belief in miracles, and in the idea that the toad will sooner or later turn into a princess. The toad Trump will not turn into a princess. By all signs, yes, Trump, all his capabilities. Undoubtedly, in this war, he is an accomplice and ally of Putin. And this is the new reality in which we have to live. This is a super paradoxical situation that no one could have predicted a year ago, but here it is. Will Trump continue to humiliate Zelensky, who grinds his teeth on Ukrainian radio, endures all the slaps? Will Trump continue to spout rather ambiguous nonsense? It no longer matters. He has already, in general, done the irreparable. He is stained with the blood of this war, and all the mysterious puzzles of his actions, alas, have come together. Well, now it's time to figure out the reasons that led Trump to betray the world of people and switch to the side of the ghoul. Well, now searching for all these reasons no longer makes sense. The fact is accomplished. And even if Trump now gives Russia a couple of diplomatic and rhetorical slaps, well, he can no longer be trusted. And Donnie will not regain the world's trust. It's clear that even if this happens, it will be what is called contractual slaps, agreed upon with the recipient of the slap. And simply out of the necessity to slightly refurbish the now damaged image of trauma.